Okay. Take two, side two. We were talking about any other guest soloists. Give us what short impressions of people like Perlman, the short impression.
Short impression? He's a fantastic violinist, beautiful violinist. Tremendous talent. Tremendous talent.
Isaac Stern.
Well, Isaac Stern, I was a very great admirer of Isaac Stern years ago. My personal feeling is that as a player now, he is, you know, he's involved in so many things. And I'm sure I remember sometimes within the past few years when he's come, that I must say I don't think he practiced it too well to get it back into shape for performance. Because I'll be forgiving for him, because he's got a tremendous head on his shoulders. He's concerned many things with Israel, many things with the Carnegie Hall, which is his baby, his project. And he's here and there. He's always... Milstein told us a cute remark. I can't quote it personally, correctly, because I forget. Something about can't remember, but it was cute. Somebody asked him about Isaac Stern, and he said something... can't remember, but it was so cute. But then, in other words, implying that he's always playing for presidents. You know, he's always involved at the White House for this, for that, and he's got his brain in so many areas, with so much at stake, financially, this, that, and being very much Jewish, he is very much involved in that, as is Perlman. But Perlman is young and still he practices and has, you know, where Isaac Stern already, what is he now? He's on his fifth year of being 65.
Yes, I know that. What about Zuckerman?
I think he's my age.
Huh? Zuckerman.
Zuckerman is also a very talented player, very talented musician.
And what do you think of the future as a conductor?
Well, he's only conducted us once a little bit, and I thought it was very, I was very impressed. I thought he has a good sense of directing and making phrases, and not just, you know, what, as Steinberg used to say, Steinberg used to hate to be called what they call a time beater. That's a conductor that waves a stick off. When, you know, it doesn't have to be. You can just have them make motions and let the orchestra play, and when you need to, you know, give them the business, okay. But Steinberg hated that business for 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. Zuckerman, I thought, that it was, as I say, it was only once that he's played with us many times. I was very impressed. He played a viola concerto with us a year or two ago. I was very impressed. A viola concerto by a composer I know, Miklos Rozsa, Hollywood composer. Played beautiful. He plays violin beautiful and good musician.
Think of some others.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, sensational. Sensational. Just sensational. Can't say much more because it is absolutely, he's, you know, so great. So much concentration in his playing. Such beautiful playing and so musical. And again, with all that talent that comes
to your mind when you're thinking of the young people coming up?
Well, I don't... Lately, I haven't... Well, there's this... I saw it on TV. There's a young Oriental girl called Midori, something like that. I've heard quite a bit about. A very, very gifted young girl. Very talented. Very talented. Midori. M-I-D-O-R-I. That's all the... That's she goes under that one name. Just... Oh, I'm sure there are many of them, I'm sure, but I haven't... had a chance for one reason or another. The, you know, many symphony orchestras will hire for soloists the names that they can get because they want to draw, you know, and they don't sometimes pick them because of their up-and-coming new young talent, unless the conductor of the orchestra, you know, assigns the managing director to, let's get this person for next year because, mm-hmm. you know, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But the orchestra has no choice about that. All we do is, I mentioned a few people to Cy Rosen, who was our manager before Marshall, Seymour Rosen, remember? And he actually asked me about, it's quite a few years ago, to mention, you know, some names, some conductors and soloists. I said, I mentioned a few. He says, you know, sure, I'd like to get them too. We can't get them. He says, they're booked. Some of them, outlandish prices, although they've paid plenty of outlandish prices, isn't that? It's just that they're booked so far in advance. And if you want to think of somebody, of hiring somebody, for 89, if you wait too long on the phone, next week they'll be, you can't make it, you know. Really, everything is booked way ahead of time, so You've got to really, you know, well, they must have started working on this tour for us 2-3 years ago, you know, to get everything, get the hotels lined up, so they get the airline, so we all get on the same plane, and this and that. And so it's a big job. I'm sure there are many young people that now with.
Who's coming next season? I'm trying to think. Younger Kim?
Oh, there's a, I noticed, since I'm not going to be here, I haven't really been that anxious to see what's coming up.
Yeah,
but I did look at something, and this Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg, you know the name? I don't think she deserves too much. She played with us at, last year at the Great Woods. And she's had some publicity. I don't know why. You know, a lot of PR is important in getting a name. You know, sometimes not so much the playing, sometimes just the PR. That name comes to mind. I know she's playing here next year. Some others I can't recall. I really didn't look that closely. Matsal Pakal is coming back to start the season again as conductor. And
reaction to that? Reaction to that, to him?
To what? To Pakal? Oh, I like Pakal. I like him. I think he's a very talented conductor. I think, you know, also, I've lost a little, I think the orchestra has lost a little enthusiasm for him.
The audience also.
Yes? Audience too?
You didn't hear the boo?
No, I don't remember. What, you mean this past season?
Was it last season or the season before?
Well, I think he's come to Rathke this past season too, the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I don't remember. What was the booing about? Some piece?
Yes.
Well, even I remember booing Previn program something many years ago.
It wasn't the piece. It was his. It was a Stravinsky, so it wasn't the piece. Stravinsky's been around.
Stravinsky. What did he have conducted? Stravinsky,
and,
not the Firebird.
Something that he conducted, and it did not sit well.
I can't. But I do the booze. I don't recall that, but I do recall booze with Previn some years ago, many years ago, when he did a piece called Turangalila. It's a symphony by Oliver Messiaen, which is. I hated the piece at first, but after 3-4 rehearsals, I got very much interested in it. And, well, nobody's ever heard it. It hasn't played very often, you know, so the audience booed.
Well, that's a different kind of thing, booing a piece
because it's
familiar and very modern, and
some of the minimalists,
I can go along with that to a degree.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the reason. I think
For Eschenbach?
It was not a new innovative music. It was his interpretation
of it. Was strictly interpretation? I can't recall, because as a rule, he's a good musician, and he talented, very good pianist. Excellent pianist.
He's playing as well as conducting.
Yeah, he always does when he's been here. He does it every place. He plays usually one of the weeks, if he's engaged for 2 weeks, once just as a conductor with another soloist, and then another week where he plays Mozart plays Mozart beautifully. Mm-hmm. So I can't recall about that booing. But anyway, you were asking me about the conductors, next year, I don't know.
The reviews for last night's conductor.
Huh?
The reviews for last night's conductor were excellent.
They were.
No.
You see, you'll even get mixed reaction from within the orchestra. A lot of people in the orchestra, I felt, in this last past week, rehearsing with this man, and they get strange reactions. You know, an orchestra reacts... I'm babbling on too much, but I'll just give you, because I am rather interested in the makeup of an orchestra. What makes, you know, why this, why that, why this, all of a sudden. He does, first of all, his English is not too good, but he can get by. He's a very nice man. I talk with him. He's a very, very nice man. But sometimes that doesn't show up to an orchestra unless you kind of get to talk with him personally a little bit. He talked too much to the orchestra. Yet his English was not too good, but good enough to talk about this, talk about that, kept talking. And the orchestra, this cute thing about many years ago when I first came here, in the Steinberg early years, every once in a while they would have, you know, we had Exxon, a program where they would foot some of the bill for a associate conductor for part of a season or something like that, where Exxon would do that. So we had a bunch of Steinberg was standing in the back, and we had a couple of these young new guest conductors coming. Not that they're not experienced. They're very young, very new in the conducting business. But one time one guy got up there and he says, "Oh, it's such a pleasure to be in front of the Pittsburgh Symphony. I heard you on tour when you played in so-and-so. It was beautiful, Mahler and this and that," and kept talking. And Steinberg standing back there. He says, "Stop! Conduct!" He was supposed to watch, you know, they were having sort of an audition for Steinberg to see how they handled the orchestra. This guy was so overwhelmed, he made such a long speech about, oh, it's such a... Steinberg was getting up and sick.
And that's how the orchestra felt about the conductor.
A little bit. Also, they felt a little bit strange. You know, I don't think the orchestra has had too many left-handed conductors.
Yeah, that's right.
It shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think he was a good musician. I think he talked a little too much. I didn't mind it as much as some of the other people in the orchestra. And I thought he's a good musician. Did all right. A few things isn't there, but we've had a heck of a lot worse. But a lot of people in the orchestra had it up to here with his talking. Once they get something that they don't like about him, then the conductor's got two strikes on him, and he's going to strike out. You know, so. People are funny in the orchestra. Not everybody is as lenient as one person. Another person is very impatient and whatever have you. But, I mean, I thought he's a good musician, and I thought everything went very nicely yesterday. The Shostakovich we've done it with worse conductors, and one of them being Shostakovich's own son. He conducted it once, and I thought it was terrible. Now I understand he's
How are
He's
the youngsters?
Got the New Orleans
last night.
I'm sorry.
How are the youngsters?
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, the Beethoven triple. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. That's Danny, Gene's son, and I haven't heard his other son, Todd. I understand he's also very talented.
Oh, yeah, very talented.
I haven't heard him, but Danny, I heard him when I first came here. He played the children's concert many years ago when he was a little kid. Yes, he's a much older kid, but he's still up to here. That's all he is. He's tidy. No, it was very good, very good. And I thought the conductor did all right. And it's you hard. Say the review is good. Now, I'm sure the orchestra is going to feel, many of the orchestras are going to feel, holy smokes, how can they give that guy a good review, see? They usually get such lousy reviews when the orchestra thinks it shouldn't,
yeah.
And now when they get a good one, oh, you can't
that's
win them
funny.
All.
No, I guess you can.
Mm-hmm. Listen, in you know, sometimes I compare baseball to music. You know, in baseball, some of the big hitters over the seasons average, if you know anything about it, if you average over 300,
you're fine.
You're good. If you're batting 358, you're practically leading the major leagues in batting. And if you did that, if you batted 358 in music, you'd be fired. That's true. There's not room for that much leeway. You make a couple of mistakes and it gets around and gets known, you know, so the demand for perfection is much greater in music than it is, you know, people go to a concert and they'll hear, I remember my father, he took me when I was a kid, I hear Heifetz, and Heifetz played, and my father was very critical of everything of in the music business, although he admired Heifetz greatly, but I'm sitting there and Heifetz is playing something else, everything is gorgeous, you know, all of a sudden he misses a harmonic, my dad, Joe, oh, look, even Heifetz can make it.
Even Heifetz.
Yeah, sure. I mean, his batting average was phenomenal. His batting of 9,999. He'd make a mistake once. But in baseball, look, you strike out and you're still considered a big... Babe Ruth struck out more than any other batter in his time. But he was still, because he hit home runs so many, that the law of averages are much...
I think that's why people overlook Isaac Stern and his...
He has
great hits elsewhere.
People do. All right, so many
when
people in music are a little forgiving because you know he's involved in Carnegie Hall and Israel and this and the White House and the UN and the concerts at the United Nations and all this. So he doesn't have. But some of those people aren't that forgiving. They pay good money to come to hear Isaac Stern as if he was in his prime. And he could still be in his prime. He could. I mean, he doesn't play that. He doesn't play as well as he used to play. Not because of age. But because he just doesn't practice. He's got too many things else sitting on his mind. Because look at Milstein, he doesn't play as well as he did either. But still, at 82, you know, he's with that violin, you know, Isaac Stern is not with that violin that much. He's got his money in Swiss bank accounts.
Have you ever played with Horowitz?
No. No, never played with Horowitz. I saw him on TV on the day that he did that program in the White House. That was something.
Yeah.
No, we've played with some of the big ones. Rudolf Serkin has played many times, not lately, but over the
time. He'll be here for a concert. Huh? He'll be here for a concert next month.
I thought he was.
Oh, was he? Was.
I think he was. I think he was.
He was here for a concert.
Yeah, he was. A recital. And I remember, not playing with him, but I remember awestruck with Rachmaninoff in Chicago. I was a young man.
He played here.
Well, that's, but you're talking about many, many years ago.
Many
years. Sure.
It's before my time.
Yeah.
I remember Chrysler and how poorly he played.
Who?
Chrysler.
Chrysler?
Hearing Chrysler.
You mean at his later years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I cried because his records were so wonderful.
Oh, sure.
He came back as an old man.
Oh, sure. Well, there maybe is a time when you should not play anymore because it does.
I said it's to someone, quite nostalgic. Why is he doing this?
Yeah.
And the answer was. No.
But look, some of them.
Well, Milstein does it because he's got.
Yeah.
What the hell is he going to do? He's going to lay down and die?
It was the same with Rubinstein.
That's right, sure.
Yeah. And Rachmaninoff?
Sure.
It was the same.
You see, in a baseball team, when you get past 39, they've got a few pitchers that are 40, 41, something like that. And that's it. Then they go into coaching and this and that. But playing the instrument, it's true. Trumpet players, woodwinds, I mean, they have what's the word I'm trying to think of?
A limitation.
No, I mean, it's physical. It's much more physical. It doesn't take that much, you know, you've got to have good lungs to blow into an oboe or a trumpet or trombone. But to play the violin,
you can go on for... trombone player.
Oh, McDonald's. But playing the violin, you can still play pretty well for many years. You do slow down a little bit, you know, you don't have the stamina it takes to play as well as you did when you were young. But still, I'd rather hear sometimes some of the young ones who are have a lot of talent, but they don't have much what they call character in their playing, and it comes with old age, you know, to play with this certain character. I remember a few things, but they're not. Anyhow, listen, I think you got pretty much everything. You got my life down to a.
We've had a wonderful time.
Well, thank you.
Lots of good luck to you and your.
Thank you. I next week I'll be able to tell you where I'm going, because I have to go there first next week. Not next week. The week after we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, because that's that last week with Sasha Schneider is coming. You know, with the and Isaac is coming too, but for one concert.
One concert.
The last concert of the season, actually June 5th, I think.
I won't be here.
Oh. But he's just playing a couple numbers on program. It's a program which will have ballet music, opera, and symphony. Anyway, what was I going to say about the...
Oh, yes, I know. It's a benefit, a special program.
I guess so, yes.
Yes, of course. Oh, he won't... He will be here?
Who?
I thought it was just the recordings. On.
No, he'll be here.
Oh, I didn't realize that, because the program said that it would be
Heinz Hall Benefit Concert.
End of Take 2, Side 2. End of interview with Fritz Siegel.